It was one of the most bizarre collaborations of all time. The King of Pop, Michael Jackson, and the Queen of Camelot, Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis. They worked together in 1985 on Michael's autobiography, and now a never-before-heard tape sheds light into their bizarre relationship and into the private world of Jackie O. Here's Madeline McFadden.
How the hell did I get doing a book on Michael Jackson?
You are hearing the voice of Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis. We all know her unmistakable grace and style, but her voice is a part of the legend that was kept private. Jackie rarely spoke in public, and after she left the White House, she never agreed to a broadcast interview. But now, Inside Edition has uncovered a never-before-heard recording that lets us hear the real Jackie O.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, good, I got you.
I've got more ideas.
Oh, good.
The person receiving the phone call was J.C. Suarez. In 1985, he worked as an art director on the Michael Jackson autobiography, Moonwalk. Jackie was editing the book for Doubleday Publishers. Recently, while Suarez was working on his own Jackie tribute book, Uncommon Grace, he remembered a cassette tape he had tucked away, a tape of a call accidentally recorded on his answering machine.
I'll be done by, I don't know, 5 or 6 o'clock.
Okay, well, if you want, I'll be here.
Should I call you from?
Sure.
The thing I love most about that phone call is that Jackie is a trooper. She's part of this team trying to put this book together. And her job in the following week is to make a presentation with Doubleday.
If we just showed the text, we'd be in hot water.
Yeah.
Very hot water.
I know.
I know.
Well, J.C., it's really miraculous what you've done.
It was strange that Jackie should end up working on a Michael Jackson book. It wasn't exactly her usual subject matter. But Jackson struck a deal with Doubleday. He would write his memoirs only if Jackie was the editor.
How the hell did I get doing a book on Michael Jackson?
I don't know.
I'm still trying to think why. Somebody must have told me to go and do it.
She didn't listen to his music. She admired his success. But didn't quite understand it. He knew that she was famous, but I don't think he knew a whole lot.
And one thing Jackie didn't know is how much work the Jackson book would be. The trouble started when the manuscript arrived.
When Jackie read it, she realized that there was nothing in it. She was hopeful that he'd open up about his tough childhood, about his loves, his former loves, and so on.
Boy, are we gonna have to fuel that guy.
Yeah, we do. There's a point when he's fueled.
When he's fueled and when he stops his... I mean, it'll be great.
In an attempt to get Michael to open up, Jackie and Suarez made trips to the Jackson family home in Encino, California.
She got him in the dining room and set him down. And she said very quietly, "We can't publish it like this because if we do, we'll make fools of ourselves." A couple of times he got angry and he'd disappear and come back and he was saying that he was very embarrassed that he got angry.
While in Encino, Suarez says Jackie was shocked by some of the things she saw in the home of a self-professed animal lover.
They had a number of animals. There was a llama outside in a cement pen. A boa constrictor in an aquarium, a little poodle in a little playpen, and all the animals were kind of lonely, and Jackie felt sorry for them. In fact, she made a joke about wanting to call the SPCA anonymously and turn him in.
But Suarez says Jackie was most perplexed by what she saw in Michael's bedroom.
He had a collection of man-sized mannequins. Men and women in strange positions. I remember this one setup, a grown-up dummy leaning, presenting a flower to a young lady dummy. The only thing we could come up with was that the dummies represented Michael's fantasies. Whenever we get back on the plane or get back in the car, she'd always ask the same question. Do you think he likes girls?
Jackie never got what she wanted from Michael. The book was released a few years later, still a whitewash of Jackson's story. But Jackie didn't get upset about it. She was already off to other projects. Suarez says Jackie loved her work and that it gave her a lot of satisfaction during the happiest time of her life. The time, he says, that was captured on his answering machine.
Do you think you'll have anything by tomorrow night?
Absolutely.
She loved working in these blocks. She loved her grandchildren. She loved her apartment. Everything was in place.
Oh, thanks.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks. See you tomorrow.
Bye. Bye-bye.